A big win for your team, Kyle. You win at home against the Saints, and your teammate, Aqib Talib, all day was in the shorts of Jimmy Graham. Did you see that in practice? Did you know that that was going to be part of the plan, that your guy, Aqib Talib, was going to match up with one of the best tight ends in football?
Well, yes, sir. I got a firsthand view of that throughout the week of practice. And, I mean, he was very excited throughout the week, and he was ready. You could just see it in his mannerisms, you know, his the way he was going out and about on the field, off the field throughout the week of work. So it was he did a tremendous job while he was out there on him.
Yeah, we're talking about that first breakup, and he's jawing with Jimmy Graham when he gets up, and it seemed like the tone was set. That emotion, that confidence that he brings, how much does that rub off on yourself? How much does that rub off on Alphonso Dennard, the entire secondary? Is there, how much trash talking is he doing?
He's one of those guys. I mean, he talks to get himself going, man, and it's not necessarily trash talk to the opposing team. And like I said, he just speaking to speak sometimes. You know what I mean? That's kind of guy he is. But no, I mean, it definitely rubs off well. I mean, attitude. You know, it's contagious to say the least. So, I mean, we definitely want to play for him, play for Mayo, who went down bench earlier. So I mean, we just want to go out there and do our best, play our hearts out for our brethren, you know.
Kyle, is this defense gaining confidence every week?
Definitely. Hopefully, we can continue to ride this momentum. Definitely a great win. That was a heck of a football team that we played yesterday. So you know, the weekend, the goal from this point is to improve every week, and then we'll take it from there.
And obviously, you know, you end up in your coverage as well on Jimmy Graham. There's a play you come up with, the intercept. You talk about that play. I mean, you're sort of shadowing Graham at that point. He looks a little bit hobbled, and you end up with a big play for your defense.
I mean, Breeze, I guess he was going through all this regression. Came the D-line, was able to get some pressure on him, so he was, I guess, trying to get rid of the ball to Graham. So I see it was kind of a higher throw. And I know as big as Jimmy is, I'm like, hopefully he's not that big. So I kind of just played the overthrow.
You know, Kyle, you played a lot of football, and I'm sure in the past, whether it was college or whatever, and a guy goes down, it's so it can be deflating for a team. And we were talking about this next man up attitude, and it seems to be something that, because of that, and because you believe in it, there is no panic when guys go down. You've lost a lot of big players, but you continue to step up. How important is it to believe in that statement?
Extremely. You know, we, like I said, man, we play for each other. You know, we have just such a great group of guys. You know, it's not about yourself. Everyone understands. You know, it's all about the team and what's best for the team. And you know, everybody understands. You know, just what their job is, and then they're working as hard as they can to get that done.
Hey, on that play that you end up with the interception, it looked like Drew Brees tried to call timeout, Kyle. Did you think they were going to give him the timeout? Do you think it was a delay of game? Were you surprised that play actually got off before you got that pick?
To be honest, I was just so locked in. Jimmy Graham was motioning in from the outside, and you know, as soon as I saw that happen, I said, okay, we're going to switch. We're going to bump this. I have him now. So I didn't even look at Breed at that point. So for me, I guess, especially, I'm just fortunate the play did end up happening.
With the different injuries and the different personnel groups you use, how comfortable are all you guys working with each other? It seems like there's any number of different combinations of guys out there at any given time.
Yes, sir. I mean, there's definitely a lot of moving pieces. You know, as far as when we game plan, we sometimes the guys have certain matchups, guys in different places, positions, and you have to adjust on the fly as well, you know, when the offense comes out in different, personnels and you know, formations, et cetera. So, credit, you know, we put a lot of time in, you know, in preparation. So, to get us, you know, to that point.
Hey, Kyle, last one for me. You know, Tom Brady was on the station this morning talking about Rob Gronkowski this week in practice and said that he looked like the old Gronk, that he looks like the guy that, you know, he was an all pro. Did that help you get prepared for the game going against Gronkowski? And have you seen that? Have you seen what Tom's seen, that the old Gronk is back practicing with you guys right now?
I mean, he did a heck of a impression as far as Jimmy Graham went. I mean, he played Jimmy for us this weekend. He did a tremendous job, and, you know, he looks a bit faster, too, to getting in and out of his breaks. As rangy as ever, you know. So I mean, probably. He's looking good. You know, hopefully, we'll be glad to have him back on the field whenever he's ready.
Are you surprised he didn't play against the Saints?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, you know, as far as players go, I mean, it's not our job to make those calls. You know, we have a tremendous training staff, and the coaches, you know, everyone, you know, they know what they're doing. So you know. Brockwell, he'll be back when he's ready.
It's Jet Week. Jets this weekend in New York, New Jersey's Kyle Arrington came up with the first pick against Drew Brees and like 176 pass attempts. Kyle, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me.